organized, shower taken. So glad I can finally take a nap now. Why did they have to put all the shitty classes on the same day of the week? And back to back at that. There we go.
Hello.
Hey, man. Are you home early? No, that's not him. And that didn't sound like his voice either.
Can you hear me?
Where's my phone? Did I call someone on speakerphone by accident again?
No, that's not it. Please, listen to me.
What's happening? It can't be some weird prank. I can't even hear where the voice is coming from. Does that mean... Oh God, is this place haunted? Hey, Miss Ghost? Is that what you are? I mean, whoever it is, I swear I didn't want to disturb you.
You could say I'm a ghost, but...
What?
Please, calm down. I might be a spirit, but I'm not a vengeful one. I know why you're scared like this, but I promise, I mean you no harm.
But what is it then? What's your reason to be here?
This is the place I'm bonded to, so I'm always here. But if you want to know why I'm revealing myself like this, it's because I need to talk to you.
To me? Like, specifically?
Yes. Ever since you moved here a couple of days ago, I've been waiting for a moment when you're alone, so we could talk. Though, even when you were, you always looked so busy, and I didn't want to disturb you.
You betcha, Miss Ghost. So, what is it? I mean, the thing you want to talk about.
The man who lives here with you.
Oh. What about him?
What is he to you?
What do you mean? He's, just a friend. And the places we study are close to each other, so we decided to be roommates for convenience. That's it.
I see. I asked because I'm always observing this place, and I noticed how you get when he's near you. Your face gets flushed. Your heart starts beating fast. You even speak more softly when you're close to him, and...
Yes, I like him, okay?
But you were always too shy and insecure to act on it, weren't you?
Yeah, you're right. I've liked him ever since high school. Now we're almost done with college already, and I never had the courage to tell him or even try to give him any signs. I feel so stupid about this sometimes. Wait, why are you asking me about this?
If you want to understand, I think I'll have to tell you a little story first. May I?
Sure.
You probably know about spirits that stay on the living world longing for revenge. Everyone knows about them, especially with those odd movies you people make nowadays. But hatred and vengeance aren't the only emotions that can bind a spirit to this world.
What do you mean?
I don't remember much about my original life, but the place this apartment was built on is where I lived a long time ago. I didn't die wanting revenge, though. I'd never want to hurt anyone. I died while deeply in love with someone that never shared the same feelings for me. So instead of going to the afterlife, I became a lust spirit. Full of passion and desire that I could never satisfy.
Wow, I'm sorry this happened to you.
Thank you. You really are a lovely girl. Well, this place wasn't in the best conditions, so it didn't have any tenants for a very long time. But then your friend decided to rent it and restore it. And then... It didn't take me very long to start developing all these emotions towards him.
So you also-
Yes. I'm as enamored by him as you are. He was was scared when he first noticed my presence, just like you, but he quickly grew out of it. He even left a note for me once, saying I was welcomed in his home. Such a sweet and beautiful man. But don't worry, I was never jealous of you or saw you as a rival. For some reason, I could never talk to him directly like I can with you. And I'm still a spirit after all. I would never be able to truly have him. I think we're very similar in some ways. We both crave for the same man, and we're both so close, but so distant to him at the same time. You, for being so timid, and me, for being what I am.
It really sucks, doesn't it?
It truly isn't the best feeling in the world, but the reason I reached out to you is that I think we might be able to help each other.
Really? I'm sorry to disappoint you, Miss Ghost, but I'm not good at many things other than sleeping and math. I'm not sure I'd be able to help you.
Oh, my sweet girl. Don't put yourself down so much. I'm sure that's not true.
Thank you.
About my idea, though, it's not this kind of help.
What is it, then?
I apologize. I know this is a very outlandish request, but maybe you could let me fuse my essence with you. I would help you approach him and make him yours, and you would let me have a physical body again and finally feel his touch.
So you want me to let you possess me?
The short answer would be yes, but it's not the sort of possession you see in those silly movies. I wouldn't be able to make you do something against your will, and if you don't want me inside you anymore, you can simply wish me out.
Wow, that's definitely something.
I understand why you're so shocked and confused. It really is a lot to take in. It's okay if you want to think about it.
I mean, if you wanted to do something bad, you could have just done it without asking me first. Still, I'm not sure. I mean, this whole thing is so crazy. Do you really think that would help me be with him?
I can't promise it will work, but I'll do everything I can.
Oh God, I can't believe I'm saying this, but okay. I'll let you do it.
Thank you. I promise I'll do my best for you, sweetie. Or should I say, for us?
Do I have to do something?
You only need to lie back and get comfortable.
Alright, I think I'm ready now. Did you do it? I didn't feel anything.
It's done already. Don't worry. Your body needs to get used to it before I can act in any way. But I'm sharing all your senses already. It's so good to finally feel things again.
It must be very relieving for you, right?
Yes, it is, my sweet girl. Thank you so much for this.
So, what do I do now? I think you'll be home in half an hour or so.
You can stay like this and relax. I have to get used to finally having a body as well.
Okay. Okay. Hey, I'm starting to feel a bit weird. Is this normal?
How so?
My body is starting to feel so warm. Especially in certain places.
Well, I am a being made of lust and passion after all. Having me inside you will probably make all of your urges much stronger.
Wait, does that mean?
Were you thinking about him, sweetie?
Maybe.
Then this is simply your body craving for what it truly wants. My essence is just amplifying that feeling. A lot.
It's getting so hot. I think I'll have to take my clothes off.
That sounds like a wonderful idea. Take your shirt and your shorts off. Let your body breathe some fresh air.
That feels better, but the heat isn't going away.
Since he's not here to help you, there's only one other way to make it stop. And you know what that is, sweetie. Touching that pretty little body of yours.
No, I can't masturbate thinking of him. That'd be wrong.
Why do you say that? Isn't he the man you want to be with? There's nothing wrong with lusting over him.
I don't know. I mean, maybe you're right.
Please. I'm sharing all your sensations, remember? I know how much you need it. And I need it just as much. Just spread your legs. Pull those little panties to the side, and...
down there, and I think my ass is starting to eat up my panties.
Maybe your body is changing a bit as a side effect of our fusion. Slowly filling up in all the right places. I bet your breasts are feeling a little softer as well.
They are.
Remember, you can always push me out if you want. I'll understand if this makes you uncomfortable.
No, I don't. I don't want it to stop. I've always wanted to have a nicer body. And be sexy for him.
What a naughty girl. And keep going, sweetie. Keep pleasuring us. Spread those legs more. Imagine he's mounted on top of you.
Yes. Fuck.
That's what you want, isn't it?
Yes. I want him inside me.
Come on. Slide those fingers in deeper.
Fuck me, baby. Fuck me deep and make me yours. Please. Harder.
That's it. Oh, I can feel it building up.
I'm getting close.
Let it go, sweetie.
I'm gonna come.
Make us come. Make us come. Oh, yes.
rest a bit before he gets home.
That's okay. You can take a little nap. You deserve it, sweetie.
Hey, Miss Ghost? Why are you laughing?
It's just a bit funny when you call me that.
What should I call you then?
It's fine. I think I'm getting used to Miss Ghost at this point. But what were you going to say, sweetie?
Thank you.
For what? We didn't even put our plan to work yet.
I know, but I've always been so repressed with sexual things, and I've always been so insecure about my body as well. So, thanks. You've helped me a lot already.
Aw, you're so adorable.
Also, when is my body gonna stop changing? My panties are starting to feel really tight.
Well, all that lust I have is directed towards our man, so you're probably gonna fill out until your body is just the way he loves. Completely irresistible for him. And judging by those very well-endowed girls in the videos he likes to watch, you see where this is going.
Honestly, that doesn't sound bad at all. Shit, I think he got here already. I can hear him walking upstairs.
Is that a bad thing?
No, but I just came all over my bedsheets. And how am I gonna explain my body looking so different? Damn it, I didn't have time to think about that yet. Fuck, okay. Maybe I can throw the bedsheets in the washer and put on a jacket? I have this big one I use during winter. It'll probably hide it well. Down and don't act weird. Hey man, what's up? I hope your class is good today. Or at least not terrible. Oh, that's nice. It's your favorite class, right? What? No, I'm fine. That was nothing. I think I might have a cold. True. That's the reason for the jacket, too.
Hello. Do you remember me?
What are you doing?
You've noticed my presence before, haven't you? The spirit that inhabits this place? You even left that sweet note for me once. And I made sure to have my presence keep you warm during the cold nights. I knew you'd remember. You've always been so sweet. See? I'm inside your friend now. Please, calm down. No, I didn't do anything to her. She's fine. And I have her permission to be here. Isn't that true, sweetie?
Yeah, she's a very kind lady. You got really lucky with the ghost chosen to haunt your place, you know?
And I would never think about hurting an adorable thing like her. But there is a reason we did this.
Before you continue, could you see if you could talk inside his mind now? Like you do with me. It feels kind of weird to have your voice come out of my mouth.
Of course. Sorry about that. Can you hear me, my sweet boy? Good. I think we wasted too much time already. So I'll go straight to the point now. The reason your friend and I made this little deal is because we both want you. I've been charmed by you soon after you moved to this place. You're so gentle, kind. The way you get all excited about your little hobbies is absolutely adorable, and you're so handsome as well. And she...
I've had such a crush on you ever since high school. I like you so much. I love spending time with you, and I almost swoon every time you say something nice about me with that sweet voice.
It looks like someone got a little braver.
Maybe I had a really good teacher.
Well, my beautiful boy, now you have two women fawning over you. And you know what the best part is? You don't even have to choose or be conflicted about it. You can just have both of us at once. So, what do you say? Are just as nice and soft as I imagined. Yes, keep kissing her. Put your hands on her waist too.
So long for this.
And I can say the exact same thing.
Oh, well. No, don't apologize. It's fine if you want to kiss a little deeper. I want it to.
And don't be afraid to touch her body as well.
I want your hands all over me. Sorry, I didn't mean to be so forward.
Are you sure about that, sweetie? I bet you're barely holding yourself back at this point. I felt how you got when he arrived home.
Don't say that. He's listening.
I know he's listening. And that's exactly why I'm saying it. That's true, my sweet boy. As soon as you stepped in, I could feel her little flower twitching a bit. And then when you started kissing her, she soaked her panties so fast. I bet you could slip inside her right now and she would just moan your name and beg for more. You like that idea, don't you? Your pants started bulging a lot suddenly.
Baby, do you really want me that much?
He definitely does. Oh, and I almost forgot. Don't you think it's time to show him something? Why don't you open this jacket? See, as soon as I began fusing with her, your body started getting like this, reacting to all my lust for you. Those perky breasts, those thighs and ass making her panties all tight. Aren't they lovely? I bet you love seeing her body like this. Oh, you sweet man. I know you already liked her before, but nothing's so good it can't be even better, right? Of course I'm right. And our body's gonna keep changing until we become the girl of your dreams.
That's it, baby. Touch our breasts more, please. Feel how soft they are now. They fill up your whole hand.
Couldn't resist anymore, my precious boy. Finally. I think I would go crazy if I had to keep waiting.
Your hands feel so good. Please, you can squeeze them a little if you want.
And touch the rest of our body too. Explore all our curves. Don't be shy. You can feel how our thighs are soaked with that sweet nectar, can't you? That's what you do to us.
We're dripping wet for you.
Hey, sweetie.
Yeah. Fuck.
Can I take over for a bit? There's a special little gift I want to give him.
Go ahead.
I just thought it would be nice if I showed him what a lust spirit can do. You know, maybe start out by kissing his chest, then his tummy, then kneel, and finally free this hot, bulging thing that's so tightly bound. Now I can wrap these soft lips around it and slowly slide it inside your mouth. Just like this. I hope you like it. And you too, my naughty girl. So hard. And swollen and throbbing for us.
I want more. Can you go deeper?
Wow. How could I deny a request like this? So thirsty.
He tastes so good. We're making you feel so good.
Oh, I'm sure he is. Just look at his face. And the way he's getting all squirmy. So adorable. And so sexy.
I love rap.
I think we can make it even better, though. Maybe if we massage his balls a little. Feel this taste, sweetie. That's his pre-cum dripping in our mouth. Did something happen, sweetie? Why did you make us stop?
I can't take this anymore, baby. I need you inside us. Please.
I think I might have teased her a little too much.
Here. We don't even need to go to the bedroom. I'll just put my hands on the wall like this and bend over. I'll even pull her panties to the side for you. See how it's drooling and twitching? It's even a little swollen from all this heat. Please, baby. Fuck our plump little pussy. Please.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes.
Is this cock as good as you imagine, sweetie?
Even better. It's so perfect.
Come on. Shove it in harder. We're losing our minds here already. You don't need to be gentle.
Yes. You can go deeper. Please. Please go deeper. Oh, God, yes. Yes, baby. Fuck us hard.
I've been craving this for too fucking long.
More. Please. Don't stop. I feel how our pussy's being stretched out by
That's
you.
Pound us, baby. Stuff us with this cock until you make us scream.
I keep doing this. I keep fucking us like this. I think we can bend over more and let you go even deeper. Fuck.
Yes. Yes, you feel your hips smack on her ass, baby. Oh, I got all tight and juicy like this just for you. This lusty body is all yours.
Fuck. He's going so deep. We can't hold back much longer. Can you feel it too?
Yes, that feeling building up. Your pussy clenching around him. This is too much.
We're gonna come, baby. We're gonna come all over your cock.
Come inside us. Please.
Yes. Come inside us. Come inside us. Baby.
You filled us up so good. All those years of longing were so much worth it.
Please keep holding us. It feels so good to be in your arms like this.
And the way you caress our body too.
What is it, babe? You want to carry us to the bed?
Yes, we would love that.
So nice and comfy. But you know how it could be even better?
If you let us lie down on your chest. That's it. Now, put your arms around us again. And perfect.
You know, babe, this whole day was so crazy, but it was so much worth it.
We have you all to ourselves now, and we're the happiest woman in the world for that.
We can see how tired you are, though.
That's okay, honey. You can rest.
You know... We're gonna take such good care of you from now on.